Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Well, Lee, Iran says to Trump, forget it.
Big surprise there.
We're not going to stop enriching uranium.
Yeah.
Which is very helpful. I'm glad this happened. We don't have to waste months and months and months while they continue to enrich uranium. Something really bizarre is going on here. Israel News just ran this. There is a fierce lobbying war going on right now. It's the strangest thing. On the one side, Israel wants to go ahead and take out the nuclear spots, especially the ones in Iran where uranium is being enriched. Especially since the IAEA just busted them, said they have always lied. They've always continued their enrichment activities. They have violated every single agreement they've ever been a part of and are not likely to, no matter what agreement they cut with you to your face, they're not likely to honor it. We even know where those sites are now. It's a roadmap to take them out. That's the International Atomic Energy Agency, which is they oversee Iran. Which, by the way, Iran agreed to, but they're now violating it. Okay, so on the one hand, there's Israel going, wow, can you imagine the next October 7th, but with, a nuclear missile or a just radiological material in a suitcase? On the other hand, you have Tucker Carlson, who is allegedly, we don't know, but allegedly getting paid by Qatar, who's out there saying Iran is not even, they're not even enriching anything. They don't want a bomb. But besides, if they did, we should let them have it. Then you've got Mark Levin. And so Israel is just writing, the Times of Israel, that Tucker Carlson has become very powerful in the Trump administration and has talked Trump into recent weeks into backing down on what he was saying just a few weeks ago, which is we're going to bomb these facilities. So Tucker Carlson's out there in a viral clip right now, just to show you the both sides of this, the argument of this. Here's what he said. He's wailing on Mark Levin. He said, Mark Levin was at the White House today lobbying for a war with Iran. To be clear, Levin has no plans to fight in this war. He's demanding American troops do it. No, he's not. Nobody wants the troops there. That's not true. Nobody's even proposed that. And he says that Levin wants to stop Iran from building nuclear weapons. So there's a fierce lobbying war going on. Here's what Tucker Carlson writes. And I usually love Tucker. I'm with him, but I think he's lost his mind. Iran, he says, if the U.S. government knew Iran was weeks away from possessing a nuclear weapon, we'd be at war already. Iran knows this, which is why they aren't building one. And that's a problem because overnight, the Ayatollah himself weighed in and says he's got a right to have a nuclear weapon. Oops. Kind of sounds like they are building one. Kind of sounds like they want one. So this give and take's going back and forth. But what the Ayatollah just wrote is jaw-dropping. So not only are they saying, no, we have the right to continue enriching, in other words, admitting they're doing it. On top of that, the Ayatollah says, look, if you Americans have one, this is on his X feed. You Americans possess atomic bombs. You have the massive destruction of the world at your disposal. What business is it of yours whether the Iranian nation should or shouldn't have uranium enrichment and whether it should and shouldn't have a nuclear industry? So they do. They are justifying having a bomb right there on the Khamenei's X feed. He says, you know, what business is of yours? We'll be fine. Let us have them. Let's see. From the same X account, the Ayatollah Khamenei promised to kill Trump and everyone around him. It's called a fatwa. He put a fatwa on him, calling all believers to murder Trump and his entire inner circle. But, you know, he's a good guy. It'll be fine. We'll just let him do what he wants. Then, after October 7th, Iran armed the Houthis. Forget this. I looked up the latest number. 246 different attacks, unprovoked, on trade ships. Why are you hitting trade ships? And military vessels, ours and the Brits in the Red Sea. 20% of trade goes through there. They're just hitting them. We know beyond a shadow of a doubt, Iran was supplying them because two Navy SEALs died entering an Iranian vessel that we caught shipping them the latest drone tech. These are bomber drones. And Iran admitted proudly that they backed the October 7th attacks. They provided the funds and the logistical support for October 7th. That's Wall Street Journal, New York Times, and Washington Post. So let me get it straight. Tucker Carlson and the Ayatollah, who are now on the same page somehow, want us to let Iran do all that again, but with nukes this time and radiological weapons. Do I have that straight?
That's pretty much what it sounds like, yeah.
Can you imagine the Houthis? And again, when you enrich this stuff at 60%, there is no nation on earth that does not have nuclear bombs that is enriching at that level. When you...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Do that. That doesn't just mean you're going to have a nuclear warhead and a nice little missile and it's going to go kabloom. There's a lot of really awful society-crippling things, economy-crippling things Iran could do to us, Israel, the Middle East, Saudi Arabia. I mean, you pick a country with just the fissile material. Never, you don't have to put it on a bomb, like a specifically a nuclear warhead. Can you imagine the Houthis with this stuff? Because they're going to have it. Trust us. We'll be fine.
Yeah, that's where the problem is.
When they have been nothing but untrustworthy since October 7th. Mass bloodshed from Hezbollah to the Houthis to their support of Hamas.
Well, Iran has been untrustworthy since 1979.
So. We're also supposed to believe that even though, as you pointed out, Iran a direct hit Israel for the first time, they like totally will never put any of the nuclear material anywhere near anything they're bombing bombing Israel with. That'll never happen. I hope Qatar's paying Carlson a lot. Because, I mean, I've been married to him for years. I can't even listen to him anymore. I'm like, you've lost your mind. You've lost the thread, buddy. Before October 7th, you might argue, well, Iran hasn't done anything much lately. Not anymore.
Yeah, that's the problem. I understand the libertarian view of saying, you know, well, look, sovereign nations have the right to do what they want to do. I get that. But we don't operate in a vacuum. And obviously, Iran, over the years, since the Ayatollahs took over that government, deposing the Shah, have been a threat to world peace and the sovereignty of neighboring nations for decades.
I don't even know why there's a debate on this. I'm literally confused. The Ayatollah is arguing from the same account he used to threaten to kill Trump and call for his murder, put a fatwa on him. No, we should totally have nukes. We should have them. From the account you threatened to assassinate Trump. And by the way, don't send me a text saying, oh, that's just hollow. He's just talking. We have two of their assassins in prison. One of whom tried to hire a cartel hitman to kill Trump. We've got two of them. There's a third one who's also in prison. He's not Iranian. He's Pakistani, but he was doing the same thing. Got all three, actually. So they've tried. These are not idle threats. But, like, totally give them a nuke. It's only fair. If we have one, they should have one, too. I can't even imagine. Can you imagine they get in here? And you know they have operatives in here.
I guess it's nuclear equity.
Nuclear equity. Yeah, sure. Right. Well, you don't have a right to nuclear equity.
Yes.
You never write to that.
Yeah.
What I want back is the bodies of the two Navy SEALs who were dead because of Iran. They don't get to have nukes. They just don't. No. They don't get to have them. They're too dangerous. We don't do things like that. They do. Can you imagine the guys, just picture this, the guys on the hang gliders who flew in and turned what was supposed to be a concert into a rape fest, tied families down and burnt them alive. Can you imagine those guys flying in on their hang gliders, except this time they have dirty bombs? Can you imagine them flying in on their hang gliders over the Trump wall from Mexico? Imagine all of it. Because it could happen. They've got operatives inside this country. You know they do. So I really hope that Trump listens to Levin and not Carlson. Because Iran has completely nullified any right it had to self-defense. We need self-defense from Iran. The whole world does. It's not just about Israel. It's us too. It's everybody. By the way, never forget this. Someone inside the Iranian military wanted us to have, and this is why they leaked it, Iran's plan to detonate a nuke above our country so as to knock out parts of our grid. You don't want to live through that. It'd be a disaster. Just some of the things they could do with the nuke that Tucker Carlson wants us to trust them with. And this idea of sending troops there, that's very strange. We're not talking about that. We're talking about bombing the nuclear facilities. Folks, we don't want to hurt anyone in Iran. Do you know the country right now where Christianity is spreading at the fastest rate? It's Iran. This new poll, 80% of Iranians don't want to be ruled by this lunatic. It's not the Iranian people that are the problem. We don't want to fight them. We just want to take out the facilities, keep everybody safe.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.